Blog Talk Radio.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where
the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
around
me can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm
his. Said it doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees
yeah.
me.
Said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look
look at you and say that you are going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. The scripture for this moment is Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them. For the good that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Thank you. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence tonight. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Aurora Gospel Connection.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Good morning, guys. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us on this morning on this worship and word, worship and wisdom Wednesday, should I say. It is just an awesome opportunity for you and for us to be a part of this morning's broadcast, a part of what God is doing in this hour. Of course, before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for just being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for your outstretched hand of mercy and grace, God, that we see on a day-to-day basis. God, we realize and understand, God, if it had not been for you on our side, Father, we don't know where we would be. So, God, we thank you for just being just the eternal God that you are, for looking after us and keeping us and protecting us and having your hand of mercy and grace that is not just only on us but over us, God. God, we thank you for consistently and constantly being God in the midst of all that we see. God, we understand that it is you and you alone, God. We pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, we pray that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, whatever the issue or circumstance it is that they may be having right now over their heart, over their minds, over their hearts, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you would just move in, God, and be big in their life even now. Father, we thank you for hope, life, health, strength, power, and grace. God, for it is in you we live, it is in you we breathe, it is in you that we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you, and we graciously and honorably, God, bless your name for all that you do. God, in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Of course, we would like to acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. We thank you guys so very much for partnering in and being a part of the broadcast, and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. As you listen in and tune in and be a part of what God is doing through the broadcast, we thank you so much, very much. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so much for partnering with us and tuning in and being a part of what we do here. And we want you guys to know that we are consistently and constantly praying for you. As always, we are lifting up the name of Jesus on your behalf, because we realize that you have an extremely hard job that you do, where you have to preach this gospel to a people that want the gospel, but to in a place to where the people that are over you or the taskmasters that are of you, these guys are making it very difficult for you. But know that we are praying for you. Know that your brothers and sisters on the other side of the world, we're praying, we're calling on the name of the Lord for you, and we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. And know that we are touching and agreeing with you for Him to move by His power and by His strength. Amen. Amen. This morning we're going to share a little bit with you on this morning. From a couple of passages of scripture this morning, we're just going to read one to start us out. We're going to read one to start us out, but there's going to be another passage of scripture that we're going to read on this morning as well. The book of Psalms, you will find it in the book of Psalms 126, Psalms 126:5, and it says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." This is this morning, I want to share with you. It does not, this season of tears that you're in, this season of tears you're in is doing something for you. That's what I want to share with you this morning. Your season of tears is doing something for you. Your season of tears are doing something for you. Realize and understand this, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and my sisters, that even though you may be in a place of crying, amen, you may be in a place of crying, there may be tears falling down your face right now. You may even be in a season right now to where you don't understand the plight of what's going on. You don't understand why you're dealing with what you're dealing with. And you're saying, "Lord, I'm doing all that I can while I'm in this place that I'm in. And I'm just broken. I'm just battered and I'm just bruised from this storm. And everything around me, it seems as if no matter how hard I try, no matter how much of an effort I put in, it seems as if my situation doesn't get better, but it gets worse." Come on here. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny for a moment here. Know that your season of crying, your season of tears, your season of frustration, your season where all things look like everything is falling apart, look like everything is working against you, looking like everything has come against your life and have bombarded your life and flipped your life inside out and upside down. Know that when you're crying, know that those tears that you have is working for you. Yeah, the Bible says it like this. He says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Know that at the end of this thing that there are going to be some joy. You're going to sow in tears, but you're going to reap in joy. Yeah, you're going to go through that night season. You're going to go through that stormy place. You're going to go through that place of hurt. You're going to go through that place of pain. You're going to go through that place of frustration. But know that after you get through crying, yeah, Lord, let me help you real quick. Wipe your eyes, Sally. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip. Come on. Come on. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Only thing we got to do is understand and know that he is working this thing for our good. There is a place called blessed. There is a place called overcomer. There is a place called strength. There is a place called hope. There is a place called I made it. There's a place called I can get through it. There's a place called that I made it over this thing. There's a place called I got to it. I didn't got to where I needed to be, and I'm okay right now. Yeah. I may be going through it. I may be in the in a real rough place. I may be in a real detrimental place, but I'm understanding now that it's in that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I'm just understanding now that he is working this thing for my good. I got to go through this. I have to ride this thing out, because once my tears have stopped and once all of the flow of tears have stopped, God will make a way out of no way. I've seen him do it before, and I can promise you, my friends, I can promise you, my sisters, I can promise you, my brother, that he will do it again. He is the God of an encore. My God, today, he is the God of an encore. He will make a way out of no way. Know that while you're going through what you're going through, that he has already set some things in order. Come on and ride with me for a minute.
He said to proclaim the acceptable
acceptable year of the Lord. This is verses 3 and 4. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day, and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Let me help you real quick. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Yeah. Give them beauty for ashes. Quick, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me.
I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony.
When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that
he is mine.
He's going to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. So know that your number one, know that your mourning, your days of tears are not in vain, because God will avenge those that cry behind the stuff that you go through. Come here, let me help you real quick. That didn't let you down. The one that talked about you, the one that ran your name through the mud, God is going to avenge you for all of that you've gone through, for all of the trials and tribulations that you have gone through, for all the frustration and the place of hurt
that you've gone through, God is going to avenge you for that. Listen, God knows what you're going through. God knows your heart. He knows where you are right now. He understands how it is that this situation or circumstance is really just working you over. But can I be the one? Can I be the bearer of good news? Can I be your strength on this morning? Can I rebuild and build you on this morning? Can I give you a cup of cheer in this season this morning? Can I help you this morning? God already had that thing already worked out. God has already had, he said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. So don't worry, don't fear, don't fret. God has already worked it out because God has a plan already set in place. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, verse number 4 says something that really blesses my soul. Now, verse 4 says, he says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planted of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, I'm fast forward down here to this part that says the planet of the Lord. Know that you are planted, that you are rooted in the right place right now. Because if it wasn't a necessity for you to be there, come on here. Let me preach it to your blessed place. Let me push it to your purpose and drive you to your destiny right quick. If it wasn't your appointed place, you wouldn't be there. Come on here. If it wasn't the appointed time for you to be there, you would come on here. Let me preach you to where you need to be at. Let me preach you to where you need to be at. If it wasn't an appointed time for your life, if it wasn't orchestrated and organized for you to be where you are right now, you would not be here. You would not be in this place that you're in right now. God would have not allowed you, come on here, to be in the place where your tears are flowing. But can I be the one that the bearer of good news? Can I be the strength on this morning? Can I be your shield and your buckler this morning? Can I give you the keys to your praise? Can I give you the keys to your victory right quick? Can I give you the prelude to what's going on right now? God has planted you here so he can pull some things not just out of you, but to pour some things in you, to eliminate some of the things that's in you, so he can make room for the stuff that he need to put inside you. See, our place of crying requires, oh, come on, preacher, help them then, help them. Your place of tears is a place of requiring. It's required that you cry in this place, not because you've done anything wrong, baby, not because you've done anything so detrimental that your life is being flipped upside down, not so that because you're experiencing a place right now to where all hell is breaking loose and you don't know why all hell is breaking loose. Can I be the source for you? Let me be the source for you. You're crying because God has already orchestrated some things for you. God has already orchestrated some things for you. There's a plan. Oh, did I tell y'all there is a plan? Oh, I forgot to tell you. There is a plan. I just thought about it. There is a plan. Wait a minute. Hold on. I was sitting here thinking about it, and God revealed to me there is a plan. There's a plan already set up. See, the tears does not come to frustrate us. Oh, my God. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. Your tears did not come to frustrate you. Your tears came to make you. I don't know how many fighters there's on the side of my voice. I don't know how many fighters, but back in the day, when you weren't saved all the way, when you weren't all the way there, when let me bless you. You were just scaving on the outskirts. I'm almost saved, but I'm not quite saved yet. Right off up in there, I'm gonna talk to you right in that little zone right there. Let me help you real quick. You in that place right there.
You're in that season right there. You're in that mindset right there. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Y'all remember when y'all would get so upset? And one of the things you used to always tell people when they ran you hot and you sit up there and they say, the one thing you don't ever want to see that person do is cry. Mm-hmm. One of the worst things you could make Billy Ray do is cry. One of the worst things you could do is make Shaniqua cry. Yeah, because when she cries or when he cries, you might want to move around. You might want to go somewhere. See, that's the reason why God says that he's going to be the vengeance for your tears. Your place of vengeance. He will make a way out of no way. When it does not seem like there is an answer to your issue, he has already put some things into place. He's already directed your path. In him you live. It's in him you breathe. It's in him you have your being. Know that when you're in that place, that he has already orchestrated some things for you to see where you're going to go. Don't think that your tears are for nothing because you're crying. You're crying just to cry. God has a plan set up, man. It may not seem like it right now because it's so frustrating. It may not seem like it right now because it's such a hard place. It may not seem like it right now because it's such a detrimental place. But I promise you, if you hold on, I promise you, you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land and the living. Don't cry. The Bible says it like this. He said we can weep, but don't weep as one who have no hope. When you cry this thing out, don't cry like you ain't got no hope. Don't cry over it. Go and cry over the loss. Go and cry over the issue. Go and cry over all of the stuff that you need to cry about. But when you get through crying, get up, wipe your eyes, stand up and say, okay, I'm done. I'm done crying. I'm going to close with this. David and Ziklag, even David, after he came back from Ziklag, after the battle was over with, and David came back, and him and his men found that his daughter, women, and children were gone. They cried and they wept. The men cried, so they say they cried bitterly. They say they cried until they had no more tears to cry. David cried, and when he got through crying, watch what David did. David went and got the ephod. That's what we have to learn how to do. After we get through crying over that situation, the Bible didn't never told us we ain't supposed to cry about it. But what he said is don't cry like you ain't got no hope. Now watch what he told him. Watch what David did. David grabbed an ephod and then he went and talked to the Lord. He ain't talked to his first cousin. He ain't talked to his second cousin. He ain't called a prayer partner. He ain't called, come on here, let me help you. He didn't call the prayer line. He didn't call, oh Lord. He didn't call his bestie. He didn't even talk to Amalek to confide in Amalek what he's going to do. He just told him to go get the ephod. Amalek don't even know where he's going. He's like, okay, let me go get the ephod because I don't know what David got going on. But he went and got the ephod for David. And David inquired of the Lord. That word inquired in that translation of that passage of Scripture means that he went before the Lord and he prayed. He sacrificed before the Lord. After you get through crying, get up, go get your ephod, and get into the presence of the Lord. And let him work that thing out. Amen. Amen and amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is Worldwide Gospel Connection.
say forever. Let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you. Everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you.
I wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, we call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Gimme, gimme, gimme purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well,
hey.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you.
I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you.
I'ma be loving you.
I love how my God, it feels the same about me. You can hear me tell it in my testimony. He's all.
Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
One of the most important things always stressing on the broadcast is that at the end of each one of our broadcasts, we extend to you an opportunity to come to Christ. We extend to you an opportunity to better your relationship. Those of you all who are vaccinated and say, following the way, opportunity to come to the Lord. So, what we're going to do is to. I'm going to share this real quick and then we're going to go ahead. Just a parent. About this man that is great. That he may have heard that he is all of the people, all of the governments, all of the people came. And when he came and he asked them to come, everybody had an excuse why they came. Long story short, when they kept coming back with all the excuses, he says in the parable Jesus used, the man says, go into the heart. He went into the heart. He said that as they came, it's still here. Extending my invitation. I'm extending the invitation to you that you would come. And that you would come and be a part.
Amen.
And that you would come and be a part of this invitation. That you would come. This morning, I want to extend this opportunity to you. Come and just surrender unto this invitation. Come and sit at the table with Jesus. Come and sit at the table with our Lord and Savior. It is an opportunity for us to be reconnected with Him. Those of you all who have fallen away. This is your opportunity. It's not just for one or two. It's for everybody. And the beautiful part about it is, it's ours to extend to you, and it's yours to accept or reject. So our prayer is that you receive. Our prayer is that you receive. Amen. So I'm just going to pray that prayer. I'm going to pray this prayer, and when I pray the prayer, it's just going to declare it over your life. We're going to declare Romans 10:9 over your life. Amen. Let us declare it over your life. Come on, let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for you first off being God and being God all by yourself. Thank you for being life, health, and strength to those that are under the sound of your voice, our voices this morning. God, our extending to them, God, right now, the grace and peace and wisdom and understanding unto them, even now, Father God. God, that all things will work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Let your purpose have its perfect work in you. Perfect work in them, God, that they may receive unto them, God, that you would desire for them to have. God, our prayer, God, as we pray Romans 10:9 over their heart, over their minds, and over their hearts this morning, God, that says to them that with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. And they believe it in their heart, oh God, that they are saved, oh God. And we thank you right now, God, for them being saved, hiding them in the hollows of your heart on this morning, God, is our prayer. We know that all things working together for their good, because you are God and you are God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Leave you these three keys to sure become an overcomer. One, find your Bible. Two, find your church home. Where you go in physically, if you do, be safe. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. One, a Bible. Two, a church home. Excuse me. Remember, the Abba House is on every Sunday at 10:15, Abba House on Facebook. You are more than welcome to come join us. And three, make sure the man and woman of God not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. Okay, and remember, if you want to sow into the ministry, the Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, $WGC2020. And remember to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and God will continue to bless you. Know that we are here if you need us. And again, have a blessed and prosperous day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want